7 days. That's how much time Qatar has left to respond to an ultimatum by some of its neighbors. Last week, Saudi Arabia and its allies handed the tiny Persian Gulf nation a list of demands it needs to meet before they lift a trade and travel blockade. On that list of demands, shut down the state-funded news service Al Jazeera, which some of Qatar's neighbors have accused of giving a voice to terrorist organizations. Noha Miller is a professor of media at the University of Bedfordshire in the UK. I asked her why these countries have it out for Al Jazeera.
It is not about Al Jazeera per se, but it's about Qatar foreign policy. And Qatar seems to have used its media outlets, including Al Jazeera, to have a louder voice in comparison to its tiny size. So now the accusation involving Al Jazeera is that it gave airtime to Jabhat al-Nusra, which branched out of Al-Qaeda. It gave airtime to certain groups. It took the side of certain dissenting or opposition forces like the Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood. And add to that that Al Jazeera hosting dissident voices from neighboring countries, including Bahrain and Kuwait.
Now, we have a spokesman for Al Jazeera, Jamal Al-Shayal, a little comment from him responding to the accusations that Al Jazeera is a voice for terrorist organizations. Here he is.
For the vast majority of the Arab people and our viewers around the world, Al Jazeera represents that idea that everybody should have a right to knowledge, everybody should have a right to information, everybody should have a right to hear what's going on and see what's going on, not only in their countries, but around the world.
Now, one thing I want to ask, based on what he just said, is that there seems to be a huge difference between Al Jazeera English and the regular Al Jazeera. And is the concern or charge that Al Jazeera is playing into demands of terrorists, is that around the Arabic language channel?
Yes, there is a huge difference between Al Jazeera English versus Al Jazeera Arabic. Al Jazeera English is widely considered a reliable source of news and more neutral and objective compared to the Arabic channels, which is far from it. And let's not forget that the Arabic channel faced mass resignations between 2009 and 2011 and 12, because many presenters and producers were unhappy with the way Qatar insisted that Al Jazeera's coverage remain aligned with the government's official stance on key regional conflict.
Now, what if Qatar says, no, we're keeping Al Jazeera open?
I think it depends on the negotiations. It could be that Al Jazeera Arabic is shut down, but the English side survives. It could be that Al Jazeera network survives, both Arabic and English channels. But the real question here is, what would Al Jazeera Arabic look like, even if it survives? It will have to tone down its coverage of all neighboring countries, and so it will lose more of its credibility. So in any case, the blockade and shutting down Al Jazeera offices in many neighboring countries will strip Al Jazeera of its competitive edge because it wouldn't be able to cover the region where it is based.
Noha, I just want to ask you a long view question. You study media in the Arab world, media and journalism. Do you think whatever happens to Al Jazeera, that it was a good thing that it happened, you know, back in 1996? I mean, is the long-term impact of Al Jazeera a positive one for journalism in the Arab world?
Yes. I mean, yes, when it was set up in 96, I'm sure they didn't imagine the success they will heap later, but it made a big difference. And at that time, people were talking about the so-called CNN effect because many Arab audiences were simply going to CNN and, of course, the BBC to find out about what's happening. Especially after the 1991 Gulf War, when news about the war was absent from Arab channels. So Al Jazeera came in the right timing to basically fill the gap and say it's not only about the CNN and BBC Arabic, we're here as well. So they have made a huge difference on the Arab media scene.
Noha Miller is a professor of media at the University of Bedfordshire in the UK. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Welcome. Pleasure.